Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Keep your messages coming through. There's some fantastic suggestions of some guests that we might like to chase up at some stage after hearing Jalen Rose this morning. Richie McCaw would be one, Wispy, that would be absolutely sensational. The New Zealand All-Black. He's a pilot. I don't know what else he does over there. I watched a doco on him recently, and he would be a sensational get.
He would. There's a lot of great nominations coming through. And as you said before, our producers are doing a great job. They've got about 50 calls in at the moment, just waiting for one of those to land. But I'm at the moment, I'm looking for a groundskeeper for your new golf course down there, Buckle Ridge National. You're creating a new golf course down there on the peninsula. I thought of this bloke. When I thought about a groundskeeper, I thought about a maintenance man. I thought about somebody that knows the terrain down there. There's one bloke that immediately came to mind. His name is Don Scott, and he's joined us on the line this morning. Good morning, Scotty.
What do you want about Timmy?
Gary's setting up the Buckled Ridge National Golf Course down there in Main Ridge, and we're looking for a full-time, maybe part-time groundskeeper. Would you be interested in applying for the job?
No. Oh, God. I'm speechless.
He's got onion weed everywhere. Oh, no, you wouldn't have been there. He doesn't invite anybody to come around. He'd be in tight. Listen, this coronavirus, Gary, you'd hope it just continue, wouldn't it?
Oh, shit.
Like, you're not even venturing out of your house now, your producer tells me.
Don't continue this myth about what I'm doing.
Listen, you've got a new producer too, Trent.
Yes. Fantastic.
Please tell him I do not do interviews. He's fantastic. He leaves a lot to be desired. So I do not do interviews at 6:30 in the morning and 8:30. I'm a prime time interviewer. And I do between 7 and 8.
You used to do 6:30 until you became a megastar on your podcast, and now you're demanding prime time.
Never.
Yes, you did.
Anyway, it's good to talk to you, Gary. I haven't seen you for months or heard from you for months.
That's not... Now, listen, don't you tell fibs. I spoke to you...
At least Tim keeps up. You do not know how to work a relationship. At least Tim's on the phone.
Listen.
Inquires if I'm going stir-crazy, which I am.
I spoke to you last week or week
have rung
before.
You and,
and you said to me... Oh, what about this nonsense about this thing?
What?
That's what you said to me, and then I hit you with some home truths right between the eye, and then you sat up nice and sharp.
Gary,
and started
you've
to
got,
take...
Gary, you've got the microphone held in your right hand, and you've got your old left.
Hey, Don, this is a serious question, though, because Gary has... He is working on the golf course down there. He's got hole number two... It's called Buckwood Ridge National. Have you got some spare time to help him out with some of the maintenance around the course or not?
Will I get paid?
Yes, yeah. You will.
Because he only deals in cash. He likes cash, Gary.
I'll pay you in kind.
I'm kind. Are you behind this, Tim?
Yes.
You're a very creative man. I remember you, Tim, when you first burst onto the television scene. And I don't know why you did it. Al McFeast, you had your head in a cardboard box and kick off.
And look at him now.
I thought, you are what? You just finished football. I couldn't believe it, Tim.
Hey, are you still coming to town to do your podcast, or are you doing it from home? Because it's not safe to be out the road.
I know. No, I do it by phone.
Yeah, good idea. I told you that when I spoke to you.
So is Michael. Michael's got a problem with his estrogen levels too. Have you given him a ring to see how he is? He's a former colleague.
I spoke to him last week as well. You're not being honest and truthful. But are you holding up okay? What are you actually doing during the day?
Well, just like anything on the farm, I'm just going to go down and cut cape weed. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll do whatever. A million things to do, Gaz.
But you're not allowed to leave, are you? You've got to stay on your own property, don't you?
I know. You go ratty. Yeah. I know, ratty. ratty at home, but everybody else is doing the same. But I think it's a great realisation check, this thing. I think society will change and the sports world will also change.
They will get Don, you know, there's been some people have been struggling to get toilet paper. I don't know whether Gary's been doing a toilet paper drop for me. Has he been doing one for you too? Has he been leaving any toilet paper at your front gate or not?
Toilet paper. I'm still using Spark down here.
We just wanted to check in and make sure you're okay and holding up okay. I was worried about you when I spoke to you last week or the week before when you didn't seem to have the gravity of this situation at hand, but it appears that you do now. So will you be safe, please?
Oh, I wish I could believe you.
No, he's been...
No sincerity is there, Tim.
There's nothing.
Tim, no substance to the man.
No, I think you're right. No, there is substance to him, but I don't know that on this occasion there's any sincerity at all.
There's no... That's right. There is sincerity or no sincerity?
No sincerity at all there.
No, I know that. I know.
That's with all sincerity, Don.
He hates people, Tim. He's got a problem. Here he is on radio trying to portray himself as a likeable fellow, but he's a bit like Sandy. Sandy Roberts is a bit the same. They hate people.
Oh, I take umbrage at that. That's not correct. But anyway, we've got to get to our news service, Donald, so just checking to make sure you're okay. Thanks so much for taking our call in prime time.
Don't ring me again.
Tom Scott.
So
I think that's a yes for the groundskeeper role, Tim.
Yeah, I think yes, and Jared Waitley has gone whack in response to something that's been, as he says, been confected out there in the marketplace. We'll get to the bottom of that after 8:30.
They're trying to drum up some false rivalry. Come on, Seb, you're better than that, son. News, please.